After some three-quarters of an hour, the door opened, and the badger reappeared, solemnly leading by the paw a very limp and dejected toad. His skin hung baggily about him, his legs wobbled, and his cheeks were furrowed by the tears so plentifully called forth by the badger's moving discourse.
"Sit down there, toad," said the badger kindly, pointing to a chair. "My friends," he went on, "I'm very pleased to inform you that Toad has at last seen the error of his ways. He is truly sorry for his misguided conduct in the past, and he has undertaken to give up motor cars entirely and forever. I have his solemn promise to that effect."
"That is very good news," said the mole gravely.
"Very good news indeed," observed the rat dubiously. If only...
He was looking very hard at Toad as he said this, and he could not help thinking he perceived something vaguely resembling a twinkle in that animal's still sorrowful eye.
"There's only one more thing to be done," continued the gratified badger. "Toad, I want you solemnly to repeat, before your friends here, what you fully admitted to me in the smoking room just now. First, you are sorry for what you've done, and you see the folly of it all."
There was a long, long pause. Toad looked desperately this way and that, while the other animals waited in grave silence. At last he spoke.
"No," he said, a little suddenly but stoutly, "I'm not sorry, and it wasn't folly at all. It was simply glorious."